broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman and Kurt Crosby live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use, no doubt, continues now. This, my fellow Americans, is the broadcast for November the 2nd in the year of our Lord, 2015. This is our 2 of 2 and the goal always to protect life, liberty, and property and to promote God, family, and country on your radio and the traditions of our founders. We use the blueprint for liberty, the supreme law of the land, the Constitution for the United States of America. We also believe the checks and balances inspired by the Almighty put in place by our founders brilliant in the solution to the problems we face. Welcome to the broadcast. Kurt Cosby's with me. Hello, sir.
Buenos dias. Greetings and salutations. Howdy, howdy, howdy. Thank you, Sam.
All right. There's so much news, Kurt. It's just crazy. All right. I've decided to change the name of Mark. What's this guy's name? Zuckerberg, Kurt?
Well, I thought it was Zuckerberg. You're going to call him Zuckerberg?
I decided it's Mark Zuckerberg now, Kurt. Guy's a sucker, man. All right, the mainstream press is talking about this, but they won't have the focus that we have. That's why we bring it up, Kurt. Either we don't talk about the stories they bring up if they're just ho-hum, but if there are stories that relate, even if they talk about them, we talk about them too, but we have a completely different viewpoint on those stories is the point, right? Mm-hmm. So I'm calling him Mark Zuckerberg. I know it's Zuckerberg. I get it. It starts with a Z, okay? I understand. Mm-hmm. But I'm calling him Mark Zuckerberg. Because he pledges to give 99% of Facebook shares to, quote, charity. Mark Zuckerberg pledges to give 99% of Facebook shares to charity. Wow. The shares are worth about $45 billion, Kurt. They will be set aside to combat inequality and to advance human potential, they claim. Now, I guess he announced this, Kurt, right when he was announcing the birth of his new daughter. Okay? Zuckerberg and his wife, I guess, announced this at the same time it was a birth announcement for their new daughter. What's their new daughter's name? Max Chan Zuckerberg? Mark's now a father who'll give away most of his money. Max Chan Zuckerberg, the daughter. They got this photo, Priscilla Chan Zuckerberg and Mark Zuckerberg holding their daughter. And they have plans to donate most of their wealth to a new organization that will tackle a broad range of the world's ills. Now.
Yeah, I guess San Francisco General Hospital was renamed for Mark Zuckerberg and Dr. Priscilla Chan after they donated $75 million there. So.
Yeah, now let me ask you a question, Kurt. If you donate $75 million and then they rename a hospital in your name and they do all this garbage, how much is it about real service and giving versus how much is it about promoting your own name? How much money will you make by having your name all over that hospital in promotion of who you are as a person? Now he's this big, you know, philanthropist. He's this big, you know, selfless guy. He's into family, supposedly, because he had a daughter named Max, which I don't even get. I mean, just imagine naming your daughter Max. It's M-A-X, you know, Max. It's like naming your kid Chet, and it's a chick. It's crazy.
Yeah, it doesn't
whatever. But nevertheless, I don't mean to criticize how they name their kids as much to say as it isn't about his daughter. It isn't about a birth announcement. It isn't about leaving, you know, a better place for his daughter and the world and the people. It's about promoting Mark Zuckerberg, Kurt.
Is it?
Absolutely.
All right.
And I'll prove it to you. You got Bill Gates that has done the same thing, but he only donated like $30 billion, Kurt.
Mm-hmm.
And then you got Warren Buffett. What did he do? $23 billion? Or was it the opposite? I'm not sure. Either way, this guy's dwarfed their donations now, Kurt.
All right.
Is it about wanting to dwarf them publicly, or is it about really helping? But here's the question. Let's say you take the $23 billion from Buffett, the $30 billion from Gates, the $45 billion from Zuckerberg. How much money do you got, Kurt? Almost $100 billion dollars.
All right.
What, 45 and 30 is 75, plus 23, 85, 95, 98 billion dollars? And they say they're going to, you know, put this into humanitarian cares. They're going to make the world a better place. They're going to relieve suffering and everything else. But where do you find most of this money goes, Kurt? Do you know?
Well, I mean, like in that case that we just talked about, goes into the, like it was a San Francisco General Hospital.
Yeah, but there's only 45 mil or 75 mil. That's nothing.
Yeah. But we're
talking about billions
into their personal charity. If you know, typically they start their own.
Yeah, that's right. So if I start my own charity and then it's like this foundation, first off, is there a lot of accountability for the money? Can someone break down where Bill's charitable, you know, Bill and his wife Gates, Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation or whatever? Could somebody chronicle where most of that money goes, Kurt?
Not really. I don't think so.
Okay. So there's no real accountability for the money is the first problem with it. The second problem with it is where does most of the money go? And the answer is when you study it, a significant portion goes to population control around the world, Kurt. So while he celebrates the, quote, birth of his daughter, most likely a significant portion of these funds are going to be to rejecting the natural process of bringing children to the earth per God's procreative plan, Kurt. Yeah, you want to argue with me on that, folks? We've had pop.org, Stephen Mosher, and others from Population Research Council, and others, or Population Research Institute, I guess it's PRI, and others testify to this over and over and over before Congress and everywhere else. If it doesn't go to birth control, Kurt, it's most likely going to go to vaccinations. Women's rights, vaccinations, population control. I'm not saying that a chunk of change doesn't really go to helping these people, but most of it doesn't go to helping these people. How much of this money ends up in hands of hostile dictator-type regimes, Kurt?
Good question.
I don't know every answer, and I'm not pretending that I do, but why don't you just Google Bill Gates Foundation or Warren Buffett Foundation or whatever, and add to this list of expenses or where does the money go? And see what you get, Kurt. Kurt's going to check that out.
Yeah. Yeah, I'll do that on my spare time.
No, you can do it right now, man. Just type it in right now.
Type in what now? Tell me what you want.
Well, type in Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, space, where does the money go?
Okay.
Right? Right? It's just interesting when you dig into this stuff. I'm not trying to be rude or offensive, but Mark is either one, very calculating, or a sucker.
I was thinking what he did was he watched your favorite movie, like I did last night.
Yeah.
It's called The Ultimate Gift.
That's one of my favorite movies, absolutely.
Oh, okay, it's not your favorite. Anyway, I know... as far as I know, even the writer of the movie is a blind guy, right?
You know, I think so, yeah.
Anyway, and after watching it again, I don't know how many times I've seen it, but I do enjoy it. I like the part where he gets hit with a hot shot in the bed, so I really enjoy that part. But
wait a minute. Tell everybody what a hot shot is. It's the cattle prod, right?
Yeah, we call it a hot shot.
Well, I know, but folks need translation, Kurt. Come on.
Oh, okay. Translation right. By Sam. Thank you.
Yeah, just making sure people know.
Anyway,
because most people think of hot shots like Donald Trump, Kurt.
Yeah.
Or if they're talking hot E, they think it's a model, a female.
Somebody else, yeah. Right. But the part where he gives away his $100 million that he, gets, by contributing to a nice thing for children that are going through sickness or whatever.
Well, and if that's what Mark Zuckerberg really does with his money and it's really trackable and traceable, I would accept it, Kurt. But in my opinion, you could have done it silently. You didn't have to make it so public.
All I can see about that whole thing is it's a little tough. It's almost like with this whole paparazzi thing. When you're a billionaire, I think you kind of get... what would you say? kind of like flies that get in my van in the summertime when it starts getting cold. They just go in there, you know, because they're trying to save themselves. And these paparazzi, when they're, you know, trying to eke out a living, I guess, they hunt for, you know, cool pictures of these famous people or whatever, or stories about them. And Zuckerberg fits there. And so they pretty much get him doing almost anything, I think. And it would be pretty tough to do this. Kind of secretly, I think.
Let's talk about it. You know? Liberty Roundtable Live. Many of you have heard me talk about my Vigor score. You say, Sam, what on earth is all this Vigor stuff about? Well, Vigor is defined as zest for life, your strength in body and mind, your energy levels. It's kind of all wrapped into a term called Vigor. Would you like to improve your Vigor score? Well, you got to first take the free test. Get a hold of Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com or call Kurt Cosby at 801-669-2211. I took the test, got a 13 out of 32. Horrible, huh? But I worked on it with Kurt with some natural help and healing, and before you know it, now I've got an astounding 29 out of 32 on the Vigor score. Can you tell by the way I talk? Oh, yes, my zest for life has never been better. Get a hold of Kurt Cosby. That's 801-669-2211. And take your free Vigor test today, and you can learn where you stand. And then you can work on improving it and take the test again. And, oh, compare the results. You will be delighted. Get a hold of Kurt Cosby. Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com or 801-669-2211 for your free Vigor score test today.
As a parent, is receiving a faith-based, character-focused education for your children difficult to find? Do you believe that godly principles should be a central component in your child's education? Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character. For over 40 years, American Heritage School has been educating both hearts and minds, bringing out academic excellence. This is the school where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. With American Heritage School's Advanced Distance Education Program, distance is no longer an issue. With an accredited LDS-oriented curriculum from kindergarten through 12th grade, your children can attend from anywhere in the world. American Heritage School will prepare your child for more than a job. It will prepare them for life. To learn more, visit American-Heritage.org. That's American-Heritage.org.
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
Begging politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-gooders to please obey the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
All right, one of the ways you could find it, Curtis, you can look for, just type in Gates Foundation FAQ sheet, if you will, and that'll get you a lot of it. But I see that they're donating money to AIDS issues, Kurt, vaccination issues, global warming issues. What happens is, and if Mark's intentions are genuine, you know what? Great, and I commend him for it. I just don't see it when it's so publicly released. Now, I know you said, hey, I don't think you can do anything in secret, but here's a question. A lot of times when private companies are bought and sold or private transactions occur, the details are hidden. Happens all the time. And so, you know, if you can hide a huge business transaction and the value and cost or whatever, you could certainly do it with money. Now, if he gave, say, I don't know, couple of $1 billion to the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, one of the largest genuine humanitarian effort organizations in the world, Kurt. Don't you think they could make a private deal and make that happen? Somebody might find the details and speculate how much was there.
Yeah, good point.
But they would also then be reporting it in a press release that, you know what? Mark and his wife don't want credit or prestige from this. So I think there's ways to get that done. You could also donate your money to a bunch of different small organizations, Kurt. I got a friend that does some charitable philanthropy type work in foreign countries, Nepal and other places. And you could donate a couple of $100 million to those small organizations, and not a word would come out if you did it over and over and over. Over, you know, several months and years and whatever, you could drop, you know, checks different places. It'd be hard for the mainstream press to really keep track and or find out, even if they found out about some of them. They wouldn't find out about most of them. Because there's a lot of people that are involved in philanthropy on a much smaller scale. Just imagine if, for example, American Heritage Schools, one of the best private schools in the world, in my humble opinion, completely ran on private dollars. What if he dropped, say $10 million on those guys? I bet it could be done quietly, Kurt.
Good point.
Hey, they can money launder money all around the world, and it's quiet, Kurt. They can even fund Al-Qaeda, and you can't find out how much.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not buying that it can't be done. Now, I'm not saying that I know Mark's heart, and I hope Mark's heart is pure. But I'm concerned about the things that are funded with this money. And that's the reason that I'm critical. I don't mean to judge Mark's heart, Kurt, because I have no right to do that. And I hope it's genuine, and I hope with the birth of his daughter, he really does care about the next generation. I believe that may be true. That's why I call him Zuckerberg, because he's being played for a sucker. Once that $45 billion gets into this big old charitable philanthropy type deal, it's going to be just like the Bill and Melinda and Warren Foundations, and they're going to promote birth control, environmental change funding, vaccination funding. The list goes on and on to where AIDS funding and research and cancer funding and research, and we know most of those things are a sham, Kurt. So the real question is, will the money really get to the people who need it most, and what percentage of that money will really get to the right places for the right reasons for the genuine intent that Mark, I pray, has? I don't know, but my experience says very little. And that's why I call him Zuckerberg. Even if he's genuine in his attempt, I believe it'll be very foolishly spent, used, whatever word we want to say. I don't know. What do you think, Kurt? Any other comments on it?
I think the comments are valid.
Birth control around the world, whatever.
That's what we typically see, because, of course, that way you kind of get in with the in crowd, if you will. I am seeing some things that, you know, make me, I guess you could say, hope. For example, like in the case of Bill and Melinda Gates, I know that they, did some substantial funding of the Khan Academy. In my opinion, Khan Academy, a very good solution when it comes to the whole education industry, if you will. And I believe private, but I agree with you when I hear the stories of them funding vaccinations and, you know, quote, family planning, which means killing babies or making people sterile or whatever. It's not my idea of a way to do charity. So it's just the way it is, I guess, huh?
Yeah, did you get that Gates Foundation fact sheet? If you just type in Gates Foundation fact sheet,
you know. Well, I did look into that, and, you know, they've got a number of little, you know, questions and answers, and, you know, I don't think it all just depends on, hey, who's doing the real studies and who's doing
the real details.
Yeah, that's
right. One of the things they say there is they work with governments, they work with this, and they work with that, and they work with, you know, and that starts to get scary in a hurry. By the time you start working with foreign governments, it becomes a concern. You know, although the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, their large humanitarian efforts, they have to deal with governments, too. So, you know, you can't be too critical of that.
Good point.
Because sometimes it's just working with those countries to get in across the border and get permission and, you know, that kind of stuff. And So, you know, I don't know all the answers, and I'm not trying to just be critical and down everything that's good. What I am trying to do is put a cautious eye to this and say, Mark, if you really want your money to do the most good, I would submit to you that the smaller organizations, researching organizations, finding out which ones are pure, which ones genuinely have the right agenda in mind, et cetera, it goes right down the list. And you might just give a little bit of money to a lot of those different groups and spread that wealth around to the people who can do the most with it. And starting a new charitable organization when we've got a ton of them out there that are very good almost seems like a waste of overhead and resources and effort. Why does it have to be Mark's Foundation? Why does it have to be Bill's Foundation? Why does it have to be? And so I kind of look at it that way and say, if you really want to do this, there's ways to find organizations and groups that could do it a lot more effectively, in my humble opinion. And I'm glad that he's celebrating the birth of his daughter. That's great news. And I pray that he's genuine. I just feel like it's going to... Mark's going to be played for a sucker, I have a feeling, Kurt. Mm-hmm. I'll give you an example to prove the point. Mark Zuckerberg could spend maybe $100 million in the media and trumpet this reality. Jaw-dropping chances of your daughter being raped. Story is by WorldNet Daily, Kurt. Did you see this?
No.
All right. And the story is very detailed. Joseph Farah is who brings it out. Jaw-dropping chances of your daughter being raped. Now, the latest study shows that 15% of female freshmen are raped their first year in college or the university. Think about that
like
number,
initiation,
Kurt.
Initiation, I guess.
Well, it's kind of an initiation. It's kind of a par for the course, and I'll tell you why. They say it's a shocking statistic, but it gets worse. These freshman women are raped, according to the study, while they are incapacitated by drugs or alcohol. Now, still, it gets worse. Do you realize that many colleges and universities, Kurt, don't require? Listen carefully. The cops to really investigate, they just simply report it to the campus police and that's it. They even discourage that local police departments research and investigate these rapes. It gets worse. Do you realize the federal government spends tens of millions of dollars of your hard-earned money on programs telling students how to reduce sexual assault, but never mentions once that excessive drinking, drugs, and alcohol are the leading factor of rapes occurring.
Mm-hmm. Good point.
Now, you can say, oh, Sam, come on, they're still doing a lot of good. At some point, there's a disconnect, folks. Let's talk about it. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Live. Sam and Kurt with news that I refuse to use straight ahead on your radio on your favorite talk station.
Your daily Liberty Newswire. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
Hello, everyone. James Edwards here. Are you sick and tired of liberals and race hustlers and the media calling you a racist just because you oppose Obama's policies? Well, my friend, those days are over. After you read Racism Schmacism, you'll never again fear being called the R-word. I invite you to discover why every conservative in America needs a copy of my explosive new book. Racism Schmacism has received much critical acclaim and will equip you with the key to unlock their socio-political nuclear bomb once and for all. Order your copy today by visiting the official website of the Political Cesspool radio program, thepoliticalcesspool.org. Proceeds of each sale go to help keeping our award-winning show on the air, and they make great gifts for your conservative friend or family member. Buy Racism Schmacism today at www.thepoliticalcesspool.org.
Attention Liberty News Radio listeners. Hard-hitting talk radio has never been and never will be supported by the mainstream in America. Hard-hitting talk radio is taking on the mainstream press like never before. News the networks refuse to use is one of the best ways to educate people. We invite all liberty-loving Americans to join with us to restore the principles of our founding fathers and promote God, family, and country in the media and our lives. Please help spread the Liberty message with your generous donation. You can go online at libertynewsradio.com right now and make a donation online. Or call 801-756-9133 and make a donation over the phone. That's libertynewsradio.com and 801-756-9133. Make a donation today.
As the United States boldly stepped forward in the glorious light provided by its new Constitution in 1787, the nations of the earth were in awe of the newfound strength and hope of this free land. Today, the nation stands at a crossroads, a divergence from the original intent put forth in the United States Constitution has brought grave threats to our beloved nation. A miracle is needed if the United States is to survive. That miracle is again the pure application of the United States Constitution. I'm Scott Bradley. In my To Preserve the Nation book and lecture series, I bring forth truths that will help raise up a new generation of statesmen like those noble Americans who founded this land. Vigorous application of these principles will invigorate and restore the nation, and we may become again the freest, most prosperous, most respected, and happiest nation on earth. Visit topreservethenation.com to begin that restoration.
With news the networks refuse to use, you are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
We're talking about an article written by Joseph Farah, WorldNet Daily, WND.com, jaw-dropping chances of your daughter being raped at college or the university. The latest study shows that 15% of freshmen, female freshmen, are raped in their first year at college and or the university. These freshman women are raped, according to the study, while they are incapacitated by drugs and or alcohol. Do you realize that many colleges and universities don't require, and they even discourage, that local police department investigates the rapes? They just want the campus police to deal with it. Do you realize the federal government literally spends tens of millions of dollars on programs telling students how to so-called reduce sexual assault, but they don't mention drugs or alcohol once? How is this possible? You ask, the answer is political correctness. The reason, listen carefully, according to the Chronicle of Higher Education is, well, we don't want the women to blame themselves, Kurt. While the statistics show that drugs and alcohol can be a dangerous combination, they say, believe it or not, 92% relate to intoxication of some kind. It's obvious that being drunk affects a woman's judgment about whether to have sex and, well, being in situations where it's more probable. Women's lives are being ruined. Millions of tax dollars are being wasted. And what about the lack of reporting to the local law enforcement authorities? Okay? Now, these elements of rape lack the most basic elements of fairness and due process, not only for the girl, but for the men. Many times men were not involved in a rape. How do you define a rape? Maybe she said yes. Some innocent males have now shown that wrongful complaints, some are outright lies, some mistaken identity, some accidentally misstating what happened, etc., 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 are forcing them to leave their careers and leave the country even. But here's the question for you, Kurt. How many parents of college freshman women understand what their daughters are facing? How many of them send their daughters off to college or to the university knowing they have a 1 out of 6 chance of being raped their first year? If the statistics are right, Kurt, then college campuses ran by the most, quote, progressive minds in the country, are the least safe place for women in America. Right? Where's the mainstream press, Kurt, when we talk about this?
Yeah, but you're not going to hear about that, Sam. I mean, if you did, you know, that would just really ruin things. It's kind of like telling people that the most safe places are where there's guns, you know, available.
Right, I mean, good point.
You got to remember the narrative is that guns are the evil one. And so, you know, you have to eliminate them from society.
That's why you got to call them a rape-me-not, my friend.
Yeah.
To set the record straight. But think about this, Curtin. So you're not even allowed. In fact, the government prevents people who try to tie these links together from doing so. They use tactics like you'll lose funding, et cetera, to shut them up, to mumbles the word on this. But I would submit to you that not only will I double down on this, ladies and gentlemen, if your daughters are on drugs and alcohol, their likelihood of rape increases substantially. But I'm going to add a couple of things to that. If women don't want these things happening, and I'm not blaming the women for this in any way, and that's the problem where the political correctness comes in. You can't even speak intelligently without getting blamed that you're saying the woman's at fault, she's asking for it. I'm saying nothing of the kind. I'm going to repeat that. I'm not saying the woman's at fault or she's asking for it. No one deserves to be treated like that, even if they make bad mistakes. Okay? But at some point, you've got to create accountability. At some point, you got to call a spade a spade. Drugs and alcohol increase a woman's chance of being raped, whether she asks for it or not, whether she intends it or not. The fact is, that's what happens when drugs and alcohol are involved. But I submit to you that there's a few other guidelines that could protect women. And because I'm giving you these guidelines, don't in any way think that I think the women deserve it, because that's a lie. That's how they'll try to just discount everything I say. But if a woman would like to not find themselves in those horrible situations that may be beyond their control, don't date people you don't know. Back in the day, they used to have an introduction before a man could call on a woman. A proper introduction by reputable folks. Okay? So you don't date people you don't know, number one. Number two, you don't go where there's drugs and alcohol, period. Number three, you dress modestly. Number four, you don't go out at night. And I know you say, Sam, you mean I can't go to the basketball game in the evening? Yeah, you can. I mean, don't go out at night and stay out late till 12, 1, 2, 3 in the morning.
Like, don't go running like at 2 in the morning?
No.
In a park all by yourself?
Absolutely not. Huh. Don't even think about it.
Yeah. Okay.
I mean, if you carry your rape me not, it might be a little more make sense, but I wouldn't do it nevertheless.
Yeah,
okay, don't get with people you don't know. Okay, don't do it. Use the buddy system. I mean, they tell you that when you're 5 years old when you go swimming. Don't get in the water unless you got a buddy with you, right? They say that when you send kids to the bathroom in a public place too, right? Make sure you have your brother with you or your sister with you or whatever the case may be. Or your friend. Make sure that, you know, you go in pairs. Stick together, people, right? This is common stuff, common sense stuff. Okay, now I'm not saying the women deserve it. Or that they've asked for it, or anything like that. I'm just telling you, these are common sense, practical guidelines that can protect you. And I submit to you that if you don't stay out late at night, if you don't spend time with unknown people, if you don't go to places where there's drugs and alcohol, if you don't drink alcohol or do drugs, it's still possible for you to get raped, folks. But the likelihood is reduced 90%+. And if we're going to really combat this on campuses, we've got to tell this story, and the only way to get it done is through the media. As long as the mainstream press is in bed with the government, in bed with this psychopath idea that you're blaming the woman, if you speak out and provide common sense solutions that you're somehow part of the problem, you got to reject all that. I'm not in any way saying the women are deserving of this or that they asked for it, or I'm not in any way saying it's okay or right or acceptable in any way. When you're a female and you go out to your car late at night, you know what? Park in a lighted area. Make sure that you have a coworker walk you out, somebody that's safe. Make sure that you're off the streets as soon as you can after dark. Make sure that you spend time with people and friends that you know. Make sure that you spend time in the right kind of places. You're a whole lot, I'm not saying you can't get raped at church, okay, because it can happen, but you're a whole lot less likely to get raped at church than you are at the fraternity or the sorority or the bar or the club or the hood or the whatever, okay? The places you go, the people you associate with, and the behavior you adopt, including dress standards, all matter. No, if those things aren't in place, it's not justification in any way. But I'm telling you, the keys to success, no matter how politically correct they may want to pretend they are, and I'm not going to let them scare me into silence on this issue. There are solutions. Now, how many of these women do you think are praying for safety on their way to their car, Kurt, asking for guidance from God to protect them? Please help me know what to do and say to make sure that I'm not a victim. Teaching girls, women, tactics to preserve their safety and their virtue is a vital component here. We're not doing any of that. All we're saying is, hey, let's distribute condoms on campus, complimenting your government. Hey, let's have sex ed classes everywhere and just titillate the men to where they can't hardly stand it. And then let's put females in front of them with lax dress standards and wonder why they can't hardly control themselves. Okay? Ladies and gentlemen, I'm not saying the woman deserves this ever. But I am saying any parent who believes the statistics would be out of his or her mind sending their daughters off to college. All right, Kurt, dovetail that with a U.S. education system no longer top dog, and wow, do you got a disaster. Yeah. USA Today, what do you think of this, Kurt? Have you seen this?
No. The USA Today says...
The United States educationally is no longer top dog.
That's really big news.
The report analyzes the education systems through graduate school. And I guess the Paris-based Organization for Economic Cooperation or whatever. It's the OEDC. Other nations are catching up to America. America's no longer top dog. There you have it. Okay, so, you know, first off, you get in debt. You might get raped. You're not even getting a great education. At some point, you got to start to say, we got to change the game. However, Kurt, you look at the research about the most party schools and the least party schools. Let's talk about that because it directly relates to the likelihood of you getting raped on, you know, government-controlled college campuses. Or maybe not government-controlled if you have your choice, huh?
Break the bond of Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829, or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
A backpack is more than just a bag, it's a statement. Whether you're a student or a professional, are traveling the world or commuting to work, Teton Sports offers a wide variety of backpacks, each of which is lightweight and durable. The book bag backpacks weigh only 1.5 pounds and come in solid pink, blue, red, or black. The session bags have eye-catching designs, adding a touch of style in pink and white or in black. Each is great for kids or adults who need a versatile, resilient, and eye-catching bag. The professional and the executive are sleek, sturdy backpacks with numerous uses. Whether you're hiking in the mountains or packing for an important business trip, these bags have plenty of room. Not only are the backpacks comfortable and lightweight, but they're large enough to fill all your needs. Teton Sports also offers sleeping bags, duffels, tents, cots, camp pads, and more to ensure a quality outdoor experience. Look for Teton Sports products at Amazon.com, Sportsman's Warehouse, Dick's Sporting Goods, Wholesale Sports, or visit TetonSports.com.
Has your dancing and romancing done gone away? Are you moaning and a-groaning from the stresses of the day? Are you reeling and a-peeling because a headache's on the way? Well, relax for just a moment. Stress relief is on the way. Of what am I speaking, you ask? The essential oils of long historic use, the wisdom of the ages, the health care of the ancients, frankincense, myrrh, hyssop, and hundreds of others too numerous to mention. What could be more appealing? Do you know that Young Living essential oils is an element of life that makes them extremely effective in body rejuvenation? This element is called vibration, and it works with body systems, not against them. The professionals at Divine Living Oils have tested and been so impressed with this product that we are using them to help others. And who are we? We are health professionals with many years' experience. Trust us, we have seen the good, the bad, and the ugly. Our motto? Because we care about you. Do your health and spirit a great favor. Call us at 304-542-4226. That's 304-542-4226. Again, that's 304-542-4226.
Promoting God, family, and country. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Radio.
All right, so the bottom line is U.S. is no longer your top dog when it comes to education. We've known that for a long time. We've talked about it for 20 years, but USA Today finally comes to the table and admits the truth, Kurt, is the whole point of the headline. I'm glad they got that figured out. They could have asked me years ago, and I would have told them. Wow. Crazy, huh? A lot of people are saying Mark Zuckerberg's a sucker, Kurt. But now readers, if they had $45 billion to donate, what would they support? Well, they're going to tell you, right, Kurt?
Yeah, now, the main reason I want to bring up this story is, you know, a couple of them use some intelligence. I'm not saying they're dumb. I'm just saying that some of them say, one guy from Grand Junction, Colorado, Randy, says, I would use existing organizations with proven track records.
Now, basically, that's what I said, Kurt.
That's what I was going to say.
Yeah, Randy's right.
That already. He brings up the Salvation Army. One individual from Newark, New Jersey, Ron, there, he says, randomly, he'd hand it out to individuals on Earth. He says the amount would equal the average local yearly wage, no strings attached. I'm not sure about that.
Say that again. I don't understand that. Say it again.
He'd take it and divide it up with all the individuals on Earth, and he said it would average their local yearly wage. I guess then everybody could just be on break for a year or something. But the next guy's from Berkeley. This is what worries me here. But anyway. Although he has a name, he's 17 years old. His name is Angelo Paraíso Arroyo. So he's, got a little bit of Spanish,
Kurt,
in him as far as I can
tell. You just proved you're a racist. You don't even know that.
Yes,
he might be as white as you can get, buddy.
But he says, if I had $45 billion, I would give it to struggling small businesses. They are middle-class Americans and are necessary in order to have a strong economy. If they flourish, we all prosper. Plus, who needs $45 billion? Who needs $1 million? Money comes and goes, but the future is forever. $45 billion is a gift, and like all gifts, it is always the thought that counts. What I wanted to ask you, Sam, was what would you do with $45
billion? What would I do with $45
billion? Yeah, I mean, if you were in charge of Zuckerberg, or as you call him, Zuckerberg's dispersal of his... funds, if you will, what would you recommend for him?
Well, I would try this for starters. I agree with the gentleman that basically said I would use known, proven track record sources. That's one choice. The other thing that I said is I would work on doing it in secret, Kurt. And I know it'd be hard to keep everything secret, I get that, but there would be ways to distribute money to certain people and let that money filter through. I mean, I've got hundreds of well-known friends, Kurt. It'd be easy for me to even go to the bank and pull out $3,000 or $4,000 or $5,000 a day, hand it to a friend, and have that friend make a donation, or use money orders. Or there's ways to donate lots of money quickly. I mean, look, the laundering drug addicts and drug dealers do it. The terrorists do it. Your government does it all the time. So there's ways to distribute money and support places. So first off, I would try to do it without making it a huge attention getter. Secondly, I would do it through a lot of proven track record organizations, just like that one gentleman said from Colorado. The third thing I would do is I would spend my efforts on very unique things that would help, not hinder. So first off, I'd have a do not donate to list with my money. And that would be, you know, Planned Parenthood type or, you know, financial or family planning around the world, no vaccinations, et cetera, et cetera. I'd make sure that my money's not used for those purposes. Make sure it's not used for abortions, et cetera. And then I would fund specific projects that I would be hands-on, Kurt, or have trusted parties be hands-on. Let's say that I took on a clean water project in Tanzania, for instance, Kurt. I know that sounds extreme and it's just a weird example, but it makes my point. I would have a trusted person, like maybe Kurt or, well, I've got tons of friends, Kurt, that I could trust.
Yeah.
And I would have them oversee the project to make sure my money really gets where it's supposed to go. And that might be through trusted organizations. There's another movie I love called Christmas Angel, Kurt. And in the movie Christmas Angel, this Nick guy made a ton of money. He was chasing the almighty dollar, and he was a jerk, and he admits it. But then he had an epiphany, and he changed his life, and he spent his life saying, I believe in people, not things. And then he created this whole apparatus, and he stayed underground to be a philanthropist, and no one knew what he was doing. And the whole story is about this reporter that tries to expose this guy named Nick for his, quote, secret Santa programs and his programs around the year. And he would do this silently, secretly, and he didn't want people to know. And he managed the whole thing, and he had hundreds of friends in certain places at certain organizations that he felt that he could trust. Now, would it be possible for someone to go rogue and do you wrong? Sure. But your likelihood of dealing with things on the local level, on the individual project level, on the level of trusted friends administering the projects, etc., working with organizations that have proven track records. I gave you an example of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. You can like or hate the Mormons if you choose. I'm one of them. But I'm convinced to you that they have some of the lowest overhead and the greatest deliverance of goods and services based on what your money is intended to do. And they monitor the projects. They have hundreds, thousands of volunteers all around the world that literally oversee these projects, and they create direct accountability. And so I would make sure that there's accountability to the best of my ability. I'd make sure that it's quiet to the best of my ability. And I'd make sure it's done on a project by project and or organizational basis. And I would divide up the money in an effort to make sure that I could focus on exactly what I wanted to, when I wanted to, for the reasons that I wanted to. And I think providing sanitary conditions to the world would be some of the biggest things you could do. And believe it or not, that's what the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints spends most of their money and their time on. You need four things to be safe and secure in your environment, if you will. Food, which includes water. Fuel, which means you can, you know, stay warm and cook and do those things. Clothing and shelter. They don't have to be fancy, but they must exist. If you don't believe me, go back to Thoreau, I think is a great example of kind of documenting those four necessities, if you will. Mm-hmm. And I would then do my very best to try to find out some of the places that need those things the most. How do we get clean water? How do we get appropriate funding? I know we make fun of this sometimes on the radio, but there is, what is it, toilet day or something like that, Kurt, where they talk about how many people don't even have a toilet. They have to go to the bathroom in the open air, creating a serious sanitary problem. I would try to find ways to provide plumbing and clean water to these people. Because believe it or not, if you can get them those fundamentals to where they're not worried about dysentery or diarrhea or some of these health problems that are chronically associated with the lack of sanitary conditions, if I could deal with that, that's even almost more important than food. Because you can eat, but you're still sick all the time, right? And I would do my very best to change the environment for those people. I would work on farming. But you know what? Most of the poverty, most of the desolation, most of the trouble that happens around the world where the people are absolutely destitute, government is at the helm of making that happen. Wicked, evil governments are at the helm 9 times out of 10 of making the people destitute and not able to utilize the property God gave them. So it's a private property discussion, Kurt. It's a discussion about how to enable people. And I would find ways to provide relief to people in that way. And I would focus on the projects. I would focus on secrecy. I'd focus on local. And I'd focus on multiple organizations. And I'd focus on individuals administering the projects that I trust. That's what I would do with the $45 billion. And you say, Sam, you need to get more detailed. Well, I've already told you I'd create a do not fund list. I would not fund, you know, vaccinations. I would not fund population control, drugs and abortions and those kinds of things. And I would create a list of do fund items. Do fund sanitary condition situations. Do fund food providing situations. Give people those four fundamentals. I laid them out to you and told you exactly what they were. I would build my projects around those initiatives. How can I provide?
What did you say that one movie was, real quick?
Oh, it's called Christmas Angel. Mentioned.
Okay, thanks.
Yeah, and he meets this girl that grew up kind of homeless and struggled for everything she's got, and he eventually has cancer and dies, and he turns his secret projects, his philanthropy, underground over to this girl. So that no one can really know that it's happening. And she gets shocked because she thinks he's really poor, but he's really, 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 really rich. And he teaches her how to do these things, Kurt. And so she gets employed by him at first, and then he tells her to take a walk, and he hands her this big list of people to go see. And the first mission isn't to even deliver anything of service, Kurt. It's to gather what is needed. And so she takes this walk, and she meets with like these 50 people or whatever. And they give her lists of things that they need, projects that they're personally administering. So-and-so needs shoes. So-and-so needs food. So-and-so needs medicine, whatever. And she goes back, and then he says, what do I do now? And he says, you're going to read this big book. And he throws this big book in front of her. And she says, it'll take me forever to read it. And he's like, don't worry, I'll help you. And she begins to read all the needs of these people. And she begins to have her heart change. How many people could use, you know what? I want you to go on a humanitarian mission. I'll make sure all your bills are paid, Mark Zuckerberg could say. And I want you to act as my eyes and ears out in the field. How many grandmas and grandpas could use all their bills to be paid and actually, instead of working at Walmart, maybe get involved in this kind of philanthropy undercover work, Kurt? There's ways to get this done, my fellow Americans. Don't you ever believe for a second there isn't. And I'm not here to down Mark Zuckerberg. I pray his heart's genuine. But I sadly believe he's being played for a sucker. And I believe there are ways to get this done. If you don't believe me, watch Christmas Angel. It's a great example of what I'm talking about. The Ultimate Gift is another great example. There's people who do this stuff. And the whole point is people are more important than things. This nation shall endure. LibertyRoundtable.com.